Welcome back to the second half of our consideration of the waymarks. The waymarks being the marks along the way as we go to the end of the world. This is part five in the Purification of the Church series. In our last presentation, we began looking at the historical events, the waymarks that precede the Sunday Law. Sister White's told us that the events connected with the close of probation have been clearly revealed. But multitudes have no more understanding of these truths than if they've never been revealed. And we are attempting to, in this series, identify the events that are connected with the close of probation. And we're suggesting the close of probation corresponds with the purification of the church. In our last presentation, we looked at the events that come before the Sunday Law. The economic collapse that's destined to take place in order to fulfill the passage where Sister White says the people of the United States are going to pressure the legislators to pass a Sunday law in order that they might return, and here's the quote, to temporal prosperity and divine favor. Something happens in this country prior to the Sunday law that removes temporal prosperity, and the book Evangelism tells us that money will devaluate rapidly. Before the Sunday law, we should expect to see a false revival taking place in Protestant America, and it is, it's here. The Holy Laughter movement, in agreement with the Promise Keeper movement, brothers and sisters, it's easy to see this false revival is underway. We looked at the fact that the image of the beast would begin to be erected in the United States leading up to the Sunday law, the image of the beast being defined in the spirit of prophecy as a combination of church and state. When secular power is controlled and used by the churches to enforce their religious dogmas and sustain their institution, this is the image of the beast. And before the Sunday law, we should expect to see these kind of legal enactments taking place, these power plays by the spiritual politicians, and they're happening in the United States. That's easy to demonstrate through the testimony of the presses and the TVs and the radio. Everything that we've been forewarned would precede the Sunday law is taking place in the United States today. And we closed our last study with a definition of the Sunday law that gives two characteristics of the Sunday law that fulfills Revelation 13:11. The Sunday law of prophecy is the law that enforces Sunday observance and persecutes those that keep the Sabbath. We noted in that passage